is Jackie Salvitti and my beautiful co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Good evening, everybody. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, we're working with
volume,
people say.
Is this your team, Jackie?
I don't. We have a whole host of beings in tonight, so anything could happen. All right. And I mean anything. All right. Tonight's show, Men's Fear of Women and Women's Anger at Men. And, of course, we're going to cover a host of other subjects. Tonight we're going to discuss how important the healing of these issues are for the great openings that will occur this month. Never before has it been more important to heal the masculine and feminine issues that have kept us separate from others and ourselves. We're creating new archetypes for the new world, and these issues will not fit into the new archetypes. the team is also going to discuss this issue and also address the openings that are coming, that we're already beginning, the August 8th one, moving into the 16th, the next eclipse. Very powerful time. Show dedication. I'm not going to talk a lot tonight. Tonight will be primarily channeling. So, welcoming the energies of the Christ consciousness as they pour into our planet and our energy fields through this next 9 days. That is our dedication tonight. So there's so much information to cover that it just doesn't seem like an hour is enough time to do it. So we're going to have to fold time and space and condense energies. That's all there is to it.
This is a good thing anyway, right?
What?
That's a good thing anyway.
I think so. The team's going to address the 8-8 opening as well as the eclipse. They're also going to talk about the fear of the feminine and anger at the masculine. And as I told Veronica earlier tonight, I had a really big discovery for myself. Actually, for those of you that listened to Galaxis, Ginger and I were talking, I don't know if it was this week or Friday of last week, and, you know, I was telling her about some issues I was having with my second chakra, and she brought up Lilith. It's a long, kind of a long story, but it got into the whole archetypal thing, and because the team has told me that these sessions happen through the archetypes to help shift the archetypes. That's why the work that we're all doing is so important here, including the radio shows. So, listen, all of you that are listening out there, in between lifetimes, if I volunteer for anything next lifetime, just slap me. I have a host of people that have agreed to do that, including Galexis. At any rate, what came up was that my second chakra, in addition to the work we do, of course, with the power retrievals, and so much work in the second chakra was, so much of this had to do with this very subject. And I've been working on this, you know, with various people that are working on me in terms of which has been one of my issues, the fear that men have of the feminine. And because I'm a powerful, you know, a powerful woman, I do tend to scare men. I don't know why they can't take a joke. And of course, the anger at the masculine, which, you know, at any rate, this is definitely archetypal energy. And so, and I'm healing wonderfully, but boy, I don't know about you, Veronica, but I've been sleeping like there's no tomorrow. And now the opening that's coming in, and I'm telling you today, the energies have been so beautiful, and I just floated through the day. I mean, floated through the day. I just figured nothing, absolutely nothing, could go wrong. It's just been an extraordinary, I can't even begin to tell you. We're not even to 8808 yet, but although it's got to be there somewhere in the world, but I have to tell you, the energies that are coming in are exquisite. absolutely exquisite. For so many of you, and I don't know about you, Veronica, but I have been talking to people nonstop who, so many people that we work with cannot stay awake. I saw my son today, and he said, Mom, I can't keep my eyes open.
Well, I keep saying I'm really sleepy today, so I guess that's the same thing. Yeah.
It's exactly what it is. It's, and it's not, it's, you know, it's that kind of sleep where you just go out. It's almost like you have no choice. You have to lay down. And I've been sleeping like crazy because I'm doing an awful lot of regenerating right now. And it doesn't matter, you know, I sleep all night and then I'm on the table in the afternoon in between sessions and I'm out. And I mean, I am out, like I'm being drugged for a surgery. So tonight's show, Healing the Rift Between the Masculine and Feminine as we open to new possibilities in our relationships with the feminine and the masculine on our planet. And it really is now time to come together in an entirely new way. And I'm personally celebrate that opportunity after thousands of years on this planet alone of polarity and dissidence. I'm like, okay, enough already.
I'm in agreement there.
And I know, Veronica, you had an extraordinary experience this week.
Oh, holy mackerel.
Did you want to share?
Well, I had a power retrieval with a husband, my first cousin. I say with a husband as if I've had 100, you know?
Yeah, no, you haven't.
Anyway, it really was amazing because, how can I explain it? It pulled out such a distortion of my whole sense of self and dignity. It pulled out that. That's something I've been working on for a long time, but it just really pulled it up in a big blob, didn't it?
Well, it was. What was interesting is that neither Veronica nor I really had any idea going into this power retrieval how powerful it was going to be.
Yes, ho hum. I guess I better clear some husband material. Doink.
And it went right to the core, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did. It affected everything I saw today. So today is a wonderful day in a lot of ways, but it's really, my filters are really fogged at times or really pulsating with some archetypal jam, I guess.
Well, again, this is, how perfect that you had it yesterday.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, considering what we're moving into.
It's not all gone yet, but I want the rest of it to come out tonight, okay?
Well, I know, you're always looking for the shortcut.
You bet.
Also, I want to address last week's show about working with subconscious blockages. And, you know, this stuff moves so fast, I have a tendency to forget from week to week. I really do, because I'm so in the now moment anymore that I'm lucky to remember an hour ago. But our darling squirrel, for those of you who've been listening to the show for a while, often writes some wonderful things, very funny. And she had an extraordinary experience last week, the show, I think it was about healing subconscious blockages. And the team had suggested, and I'm glad Squirrel reminded me because, you know, I don't listen to the show, so a lot of times I miss stuff, about putting out a list on your pillow. You know, in fact, I told one person today, just pin it to your damn pajamas, you know.
Tattoo it there.
Really. And so that night, about 4 or 5 in the morning, she woke up, and she's used to being worked with during the night. This is not unusual, except this time it was so incredibly painful, and it was all in the heart and in her liver. And, I mean, she was only aware of it for a moment. You know, they don't want us to suffer. That's not really the goal. But the team was in working on her, and big shift, big shift. So the subconscious stuff is really, you know, I don't want to lose focus on this because I think it's so important. we've all been carrying around these subconscious things that have been so difficult to get to. You know, the power retrievals, we're getting to everything we can, but certainly there is more. So if you're wanting to work on some of this subconscious stuff, I would recommend that you have a list, which is, you know, and really sit down and work with your subconscious. I had a session today with someone, and what was interesting with them is that we can't even do a power retrieval because their body goes into, they start hyperventilating. And he has extraordinary breathing issues anyway, so it creates a real trauma. So we have to backdoor everything we do with him. And the team today was literally, while they were working with him, talking with his subconscious, trying to negotiate with his subconscious, which had locked down so tightly out of protection for him that they will not even allow the discussion of emotions. Now, how interesting is that?
That is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I remember from last week, I also had done some of this work before, and then I jumped into doing it on my show. So I told everybody what your team had said, which was to read out from your life what kind of hidden beliefs you had.
Exactly. What kind of beliefs would I have to have the experiences I'm having?
Exactly. So I did a show on it on Tuesday, and we got some pretty amazing results with people as well, pulling and sorting out their beliefs. But it is kind of sometimes a... makes you scrunch yourself just to seeing what's coming up in your life over and over again and knowing there's something in you that's doing that.
This, you know, I feel that this is going to be ongoing because it is so powerful. And the
functional. It goes right to the heart of the matter in a moment, you know.
Well, the subconscious, you know, we do not understand. You know, I trained with Dolores Cannon to do work somnambulistic state. And where you are working directly with the subconscious, and it can get pretty snarky.
And self-protective, eh?
Incredibly protective. Because in childhood, there are openings, and psychologists and psychiatrists know this, that these openings will come along almost like a reader board, and this opening will just happen. And if you make a contract, you know, even in childhood, this will never happen to me. Nobody will ever do this to me again. And it enters through that opening that happens to pop open, all right? It goes in so deep that trying to negotiate that out is really tough, and that's what we're doing with this particular gentleman. And Harley, I love you. I know you're listening. You know, the subconscious has to absolutely believe, and this is where we need to make friends with our subconscious. And good luck on that one.
Which part of it, right?
Huh?
Which part of it?
Well, any part of it, just getting to it. And you know, again, this is finding out what those beliefs are. You know, what do I have to believe to be having the experiences I'm having? And, you know, because our tendency is to blame something outside of ourselves, and that is, if you want to sabotage your life, that's the way to go.
Oh, darn, I always thought around the corner there would be the scapegoat.
At any rate, what's been interesting is about everybody I've worked with in the last week, just about, we're getting into this subconscious stuff, and it's really fascinating. Of course, it comes up in the power retrievals, as it did with you. But the focus now is getting much more laser beamed into the subconscious work. So if you're wanting to do this stuff with the subconscious, you know, the recommendation is to call in the team. You know, once you've discovered a belief you know, that you've got and you haven't been able to change it, do some processing with it. I mean, don't just throw it all over to the team because they won't do it that way. But if you have done your processing with it and you really looked at it, okay, here's a belief. Where do I think this came from? Okay? And really do, then, after you've done your processing, you know, write it out, put it out there for the team. Go see, call the team in. And, you know, dear team, I'd really, you know, I would like to work on this subconscious belief tonight in the dream state with you. Would you come in and work with me? And they will. They're really wanting to help us work through this subconscious stuff that has us locked down. Okay, Veronica, any new business before I, do you want to talk about your show before I go into the channel? Because otherwise we always get too busy and don't get a chance to talk about your show.
I don't really have much to say except I have an astrologer coming up this week at 5 o'clock on Paradigm Shifters, and he's going to be doing something about 2012, and I think that's going to be pretty exciting. Mark Borax. I'm enjoying doing these interviews. It's a fun way to learn a whole lot of different perspectives of these times. So that's 5 o'clock on BBS Radio next Tuesday.
And
my own show is
at 4.
At 4 o'clock, yes.
Beautiful.
We did beliefs last week, but I'm not sure what we're going to do this week. It's always a call-in about different subjects.
All righty. Well, I'm going to go into channel because there's so much to cover here. And I made a list for the team. They're going to laugh at this.
Do they do what you tell them?
You ask them that question, okay?
I will see.
All right, give me a moment here. I'm working with time constraints, and I always want to make sure that they're going to touch on certain subjects. Not normally, but tonight, because I just felt like there was so much to cover.
And we're talking about mail. Frustration with the mail, a lot of hidden anger at the mail.
Well, there are a bunch of other things here, too, that but let me get into channel here so that you can laugh at them. Openings 8-8 and 8-14 to the 16th, abundance, choosing the high road, resolution, masculine, feminine, opening to the return of the Christ consciousness, energy of allowing and trusting, staying in the now moment, and exactly how she planned I was going to do all this. Let's see. Working with Merkaba and Metatron. All right. Talk about what squirrel sense. All right. All right. Well, she's got us focused. All right. Let's talk first. All right, about the openings. Now, the energies that are coming in right now are beautiful. You don't need to do anything except to be willing. Except to be willing. Now, you're in a very special timing here. You're in the dog days of summer, where Sirius is close to the earth. The energies that are coming in, and we would liken them to your Christ consciousness, because that is the closest thing that you will be able to relate to. Now, dear Squirrel sent a nice video on this. All right, but we don't have a link for everyone, so the channel didn't put that on there. You're going to have other openings, people. We don't normally go forward in time. We try to keep you focused right here, right now. This week, and next week. Incredibly powerful. Now, your 8808 equals an 8. All right? Balance and abundance. Now, this is abundance of love, abundance of support, abundance and ease and beauty and grace. Now, you've had all these setups coming, the grace light and all these different things coming in, all as precursors of this time. Now, what we want you to remember is do not sabotage yourselves, because these energies are so beautiful and you're also used to making it difficult. All you have to do is be willing. Open and receive. You've done the work. We repeat, you've done the work. Now, if anything, many of you are going to have difficulty not making things difficult here. We don't want you to do that. Now, we're going to be a little trite here. Take time to smell the roses, people. This is a time where things can flow, work. You've been working to move the blockages out. As the channel said, it's subconscious work. All of these things we're trying to make as much available to you as possible. You are the bridges. You're the ones. And the preparation, the help, the love, the support from all of your star friends, from those that have crossed over that are working from the other side of the veil, from your angels as you know them, all right? Your guides, your higher self, your souls. The support, the love for all of you is beyond anything you can imagine. And so we ask you now to open and receive. Stay out of fear. The moment you go into fear right now, you contract and you cut off the energy. Now, 8-8, all right? A doorway, an open of concentrated energy. But it's going to continue to flow. It's been flowing. This is just a concentrated flow of energy coming in. All right? Now, between now and the 16th, all right? There is also a real focus on abundance, on relationships, all right, on ease, on grace. Now, you're going to be able to, in these next days, these next 9 days, we recommend highly that you start looking at the high road. What do I really want? Make a list. I want more than enough. I want to enjoy beauty and elegance. And now, don't let your ego make the list. Don't let your better than make the list. Let you, your higher self, your soul, your spirit, make the list. Look, this may be my last lifetime on Earth. I want to enjoy it and experience it all. Elegantly and easily and beautifully. I want to share. I want to be of service to humanity. But I want to enjoy and have fun. Now, this doesn't mean you're going to lay around and not do anything. That's not the point here. Having somebody feed you bonbons and someone else, you know, fanning you with some palm fronds.
Sounds good.
Well, yes, we know. Remember, you're all here. This is a working lifetime, all right? But it doesn't have to be a struggling lifetime. And that's the choice that you're going to be making between now and the end of the 16th. So we recommend that you relish the energies tomorrow and start thinking about, what do I really want? beauty, abundance, love, joy. I want love. I want a soulmate. Now be careful with these words, but that's all right. Just be careful of the energy that you place on them. I want to come together with someone finally where the sharing, the growth, the beauty, the expansion, the exploration of our sexuality, going to higher levels than, oh yes, using those energies to move to higher levels and frequencies, not just staying in the second chakra. Expansion. Now, we don't recommend that you, oh, I want $1 million in the bank, you know, and a Rolls Royce and a, well, no, that's, but, you know, if that's what you want. But just remember, who's making the choice? Is it your ego? Is that Rolls Royce to impress other people? Or is it for you? You see, there's the difference. There really is no limitation on what you can have. It's looking at who's making the choice about what that is. So we caution you about letting the ego, the negative ego, make these decisions, because that will sabotage you all over the place. That's not the goal. We work with someone who said very profoundly that this was her last lifetime and she wanted to experience the best of the best. She wanted to see the greatest shows, travel to see the most beautiful places on earth. And she's doing so. She is doing so. But who made those choices? She did. She, her higher self, her soul. They weren't made from the ego. I'm not going to impress anyone else. I'm not going so I can say to my friends, look what I did. I'm going to feed my soul to enjoy, to relish these experiences on the earth. And she has had extraordinary experiences to date. So you can make these choices. I want to experience exquisite love, tender, intimate moments with someone that I can be vulnerable with, and they can be vulnerable with me, where we can explore spirituality and cosmology and whatever, where we can laugh and giggle and have fun. You don't have to put on it, well, I want them to be rich, or I want them, you know. Abundant is a good one. Because an abundant person may not have a dime in the bank today, but could have $1 million tomorrow. Because they're in the now moment, you see. And everything is changing so rapidly. So rapidly. Now, let's see what other things are.
So are you saying that the energies are absolutely beautiful and more conducive to flowing into these higher dreams?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll take that.
Absolutely. Now, resolution of the masculine feminine. All right. Now, the old ways of being will not fit into these beautiful energies. They won't fit. Your anger at the masculine, at the church, at God, isn't going to fit into these beautiful energies. Square peg, round hole, won't fit. Time to find out what the blockage Ben. Time to make a choice. Do not underestimate the power of your choice and will. I'm done. I'm throwing down the gauntlet. I'm done. I'm throwing down my saber. I'm done. I don't want to be angry anymore. I'm not serving my soul. I'm not serving the highest purpose that I came to the planet to do. I came to be the peacemaker. I came to end polarity and duality. And you can't have both. You can't over here hum and tone and, you know, sit with your crystals and over here be angry at men or women. It doesn't work. You see, it just doesn't work.
Is it easier to walk away from that stuff?
Say it again.
Is it easier under these energy experiences to walk away from those old reactions?
Absolutely. Again, this is why we're talking about these subconscious beliefs. All of this coming together now, all at the same time. Think of a giant intersection. And everything coming together right now. And the energies, and think of many policemen in the middle of the intersection guiding the cars across, all right? Very easily, very elegantly, all right? Even a funny policeman out there. It's time now. The fear of the feminine is there. It's subconscious. Tied to shame, to the suppression and repression, and the fear of the repercussions of the feminine taking its power, and the subsequent anger that the feminine now has at the masculine for the suppression and the repression, stripping away. Veronica, you know this one, of dignity.
Of dignity, yes.
Of power. Now, if you have your dignity in place, this is going to be a lot easier to work with.
Can we recognize it and replace it immediately, or?
All right, we'll give you a now. Look at your life and look at where your dignity was stripped. Each and every one of you has had experiences where your dignity was stripped from you. By a parent, by a brother or sister, by a girlfriend or boyfriend, by a teacher, by shame, molestation. You know, we could go on and on about this. Go into meditation. Go back and reclaim your dignity. Take it back from them. See it as an object, if you will. But reclaim it now. You did what you did. I forgive you. But I am now taking back my dignity. If you need to get angry, get angry. But reclaim your dignity. With your dignity in place, you see, you don't need to go out and destroy men. You don't need to sit around in your girlfriend groups, you know, and talk about how bad men are, or they're all alike, you know, they're stupid, they're this, they're that, or. And men, the same thing for you. Oh, she's a bitch. Can't trust a woman. It's time to let go of those. For so many of you out there that are alone, that are looking for, searching for, finally trusting that it may be possible to have a loving relationship, you must put down your swords and forgive. And forgive. And as these beautiful energies are coming in, the high road, think of yourself as hitting a fork in the road right now. That fork in the road, the one road over here, we'll say the right road. Play on words here. The road to the right. And this road, the high road, going up here, abundance, love and forgiveness, opening to relationships. And you must put down your sword before you take that road. You must put down your blame before you take that road. You must put down your self-pity before you take that road. And your rage and your fear and all of it, you must drop it to take that road. If you don't, you must take the road to the left. And that road to the left continues to have on it obstacles and struggle. It's a choice. No one's going to make you wrong for the choice. But wouldn't you so rather take the right road? The road on the right. Your need to be right, your need to have vindication can keep you from taking this road. Well, that son of a bitch, she did this and that, or she did that and that. And I'm going to hold them accountable. I'm going to make them pay. You can't take that on the right road. Now, there's synchronicity and irony on this right road, and you must trust that. We're going to share a very cute story with you. The channel has a dear, dear friend who is going through a divorce, and there are limited funds. It's a long story. The divorce is almost final, and the husband came back to town. He didn't have a job. There's a big executive, etc., etc. And he came back to town and living, as she said, large, you know. And here she is with her children struggling and so on, but never complaining, being happy just to have her own little place. And very secretive about how he's getting money and this and that. And, of course, so they can't go through the courts to make it fair for her in terms of alimony and so on. And she totally took the right road. I'm just grateful if he gives me any money. I trust. And the channel and her other friend, they're all three friends, very close friends. We're like, boy, if I was there, we'd be out there following him around. And the channel spoke with her today, and she said, you know, as it turns out, so-and-so's friend works for the company he's consulting for, and this other friend does this. And so now all the information will come to her if there are any lies. But she took the high road, you see, and trusted. And so she won't be taken advantage of, because the information will come right there with no effort on her part. but beautifully, elegantly, easily. And she still trusts that he will do the right thing regardless. But you see, this is the way it will be, people. The old way of doing it, you don't have to rely on now. Well, if they don't do it right, I'm going to sue them. Oh, you don't want to have to look to that as an alternative. You're powerful creators now. And your energies held from the highest level. People will come forward and want to be accountable. Look, okay, I made a mistake here. Take this or do that. Sorry, it didn't work out, and let's do this the right way. Think of how wonderful you'll feel when things can be resolved on that level. All things, including friendships and love relationships. You're here now. And you're walking through a gateway, a beautiful doorway, into more ease and elegance. We know it's been difficult to get where you are. As we're speaking with all of you right now, we're encouraging the energies to come flooding in a very concentrated form. They're going to come in anyway, but we are adding some some additional energy to it. See, we all love you. We honor everything that you're doing. We came here to assist you so that you could all do your great work. So that you could all be the bearers of great tidings, of great stories, of great ease for others. Every one of you, a bridge, an activator, a healer, a teacher, in some way. Regardless of what you're doing. Regardless of what you're doing. We actually love our channel. She's got our little list here.
Good for her.
All right. The energy of allowing and trusting is a good one. All right. Basically, this is what we've been talking about. Instead of trying to make things happen, allowing and trusting. And that's what the channel's friend did. Allow and trust. In spite of the actions of her husband, which were less than honorable on all fronts, she allowed and she trusted. And every conversation with her is, look at how the universe loves me. Look at how protected and taken care of I am. Look it. At every turn, at every moment, I'm provided for. And she is.
Wonderful.
And she is. Because she trusts and allows. Instead of doubts and goes into fear.
So if a person has, for example, been stripped of dignity, how do you move into that? There has to be a surrender or releasing of that first, doesn't there, to have the total trust?
All right, Veronica, rephrase your question.
Well, I'm just thinking that she's doing very, very well, but I realize as we stream into the advantage of these wonderful energies, there's still sometimes, we're still required to kind of release or surrender out of our defenses or our our tensions.
Absolutely. All right. We would call this reframing. And we'll do a show on this one night.
Okay.
Reframing every experience. You see, we've talked about this before. Bashar has said this for a very long time. Every experience is neutral. You put the spin on it. So in essence, it's reframing the experience. And you get to reframe it. What does that mean? Well, stand back from the experience. Look at it a different way. I get to make a choice about how I'm going to respond to this experience. Am I going to be in fear? Am I going to be angry? Am I going to be hurt? How do I respond to this experience? Whatever that experience is.
Even if it was a long time ago, you can reframe it.
You can reframe it, exactly. Because nothing is static. You can change the past. You can go back into the experience and reframe it. But for many of you, you need to go in there and get your damn dignity back. I reclaim my dignity. For me, I give it to me. I give it to my little girl. I give it to my adolescent. I give it to my adult. I now take it back. I own it. I reclaim it. I pull it back to me. The channel had a request, a letter from someone this week, an email, about someone at work. And they didn't know what to do about this person who was bipolar. She would get very angry, and they never knew how she was going to respond. And here's a perfect example of reframing. Regardless of whatever title is on them, you know, whatever illness, her experience of this person can be totally different than everyone else's. If she's anticipating or coming into the experience with any kind of fear or preconceived ideas about the problem or that this woman has, she's going to walk right into it.
That's our expectations.
That's exactly right. Now, she can flood this woman with love, completely reframe it, and see herself walking completely outside of, all right, the label of bipolar. Now, animal trainers know this very well. Dog whisperer, we'll talk about dog whisperer, who can walk into a situation. They totally reframe the situation. They don't see an obstacle whatsoever with an animal. They flood that animal with love. They immediately connect with that animal, and the animal responds to them lovingly and does as that person requests. That's reframing. It's no different with human consciousness than it is with animal consciousness. Does that make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, it does. I guess I was thinking about, for example, the loss of dignity. Sometimes it's hard to flood love when that is such a deep inhaled kind of knot, you know.
Well, all right. We're not saying that you can't go back and get angry.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And some of you have to do that. And that's all right. Go back and do it meditatively. look at what you did. You don't have the right to take my dignity. Use your expletives or whatever else you want to do. Get mad, jump up and down. Punch them if you have to, whatever. Don't feel guilty about it. Take it back.
It reminds me when you were talking about trust and Jackie's friend and trust. Trust is really about being able to trust ourselves to perceive our value and right in those circumstances, isn't it?
Yes, but it goes beyond that. It goes beyond that because Jackie's friend stepped outside of the male-female dynamics, which were so easy to buy into because they were in her face. This was a 27-year marriage. And there's a lot behind this that we're not going to share on the air here. But she took the high road, and she trusted the universe. She trusted that she was so loved that nothing could be taken away from her and that she would be supported, regardless of where it came from.
Excellent.
Now that's the high road, Veronica. Mm-hmm. So that trust went beyond the normal sense of trust.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't only trust of self. It was trust of other. And by trusting, she allowed. And by allowing, it was provided.
That's right. And we're going to have to interrupt and say we're coming to a close. We have a couple of minutes.
Oh, all right. All right, everyone. We'd like to take these last few minutes with your permission now to come in to each and every one of you. If you don't wish us to, just put up your hand and decline, say no thank you. As we come into each person's home and to be with you personally, as we surround you now in our love, in our light, blending our energies with each and every one of you. We love you. Allow that love. There's nothing you have to do for us to love you. There's nothing that you could do that would make us love you less. You are awakening now, opening now, letting go of struggle, of all the old ideas about who you are and who you're not. You are valuable. You came here to assist in the evolution of this planet, of humanity, and of your own soul. Many of you came back from the future. Many of you did not have to come, but chose to come out of your love. We would like to work with each and every one of you tonight. And as you go to sleep tonight, if you will call in the team, it will be our joy to come and be with you, to work with you in the dream state, to welcome in these extraordinary energies, to work with you in the dream state, to help guide you, to give you clues about subconscious beliefs, little things that we can push you just a little here and there so that you can discover what they are more easily, more elegantly. Go to sleep tonight in gratitude for the opportunity to be here, and love of self for your courage and your commitment to walk through all the human dramas that each and every one of you has walked through. We love you so. It is always a joy and a pleasure for us to be with you, for us to share this time. Dear Veronica, we love you.
Thank you. I love you too. Thank you.
To each and every one of you, our total, complete, unconditional love. Until we meet in the dream state tonight, namaste.